Hi, everybody. During the months of March and April, we are highlighting the work of Rios to Rivers in our community effort to showcase organizations who are working towards social justice, environmental action, and more inclusive public lands.
Rios to Rivers inspires the protection of rivers worldwide by investing in underserved and indigenous youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and support them in their development as the next generation of environmental stewards.
Founded in 2012, Rios to Rivers programs have connected 234 underserved and indigenous students from 20 endangered river basins in 7 countries. The programs have included students and community leaders from 21 indigenous nations.
Rios to Rivers envisions a world in which youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and tribal communities are equipped to become the next generation of passionate leaders for healthy rivers and communities.
Make monthly charitable giving a trend in your life in 2024 and help to support Rios to Rivers this March and April. Visit the link in our Instagram bio for more information.
We want to start this trail mix with a super secret announcement, and that is that we very soon are going to be hiking all through Colorado.
Yeah.
Which includes the following parks.
We're going to Rocky Mountain. We're doing Black Canyon of the Gunnison.
Then we're going to dip into Utah to see the Capitol Reef National Park. It's the only park in Utah that we missed when we were there. Then
Mesa Verde, and then Great Sand Dunes.
So if you have any suggestions about, you know,
things to do, hikes to get on,
things we cannot miss, email us at gaysatthenationalparks@gmail.com. And if you're going to be there, let us know. Maybe we'll see you on the trails.
Welcome to Trail Mix by Gaze at the National Parks. On this episode of Trail Mix, we're continuing our road trip to Florida, and this is our second part of that trip. And that part would include what, Dusty?
Disney World.
That's right. We two crazy people sitting here before these microphones 4 years ago, 4 spring breaks ago, took a trip to Florida. In our previous episode, we talked about our drive through the night, leaving New Jersey on Thursday evening, arriving in Florida in Orlando Friday afternoon.
Yes, and with a stop at the Waffle House.
Right, a crash and a burn and a viewing of our friend and the Orlando Shakes Tempest.
Yes, our friend John Keller.
Our friend John Keller.
So we were staying at my Uncle Donnie's house.
Right.
And the next day we were like, we're going to be crazy people and we are going to do all of Disney World in one day.
Right.
Now, Mike, tell me about your relationship with Disney World.
My relationship with Disney World, well, it was slow at first. Flowers were sent, eventually chocolates.
Courting.
All the courting. And now we have a beautiful, beautiful, well-developed relationship.
How long have you guys been together?
Ugh. It's been years.
But real talk,
my relationship with Disney World, I had been to Disney World 4 times previous to our trip together. In first grade, my parents packed us up in the car. I think it was over our midwinter break. And we drove all the way through the night. I remember like seeing the south of the border signs as we were driving down. And we drove to Florida. And I believe we just went to the Magic Kingdom. In fourth grade, we went back. And I believe we did a little bit more. Probably Magic Kingdom and Epcot. And maybe a little bit of Universal Studios. And then in seventh grade, we went back and we did Epcot, Disney Hollywood Studios, which was
MGM
at the time, and the Magic Kingdom. And then for a senior trip, we went to all of the parks plus Blizzard Beach, and that was wonderful. And that was the last time at age 18 that I was in the Disney Magic Kingdom. What about yourself?
Growing up in Mississippi and having an uncle that lives in Orlando, I was able to go to Disney World quite a bit. Dozens of times.
Right.
I've been. I'm totally privileged to have been able to do that.
Yeah.
But it was mainly because of that reason. And sometimes, you know, because I have family that, you know, works in Orlando, they sometimes have family discount days where mm-hmm. they can get people into parks for cheaper than the park ticket. And so we would try our best to take advantage of those things. This is the thing that I have noticed, is that being a Disney tourist is like a serious full-time hobby for some people.
Some people are full tilt. Yeah, it's really incredible to see like the levels that people will go to, and the fanaticism almost, I guess, is the best way to describe it.
It really is. I mean, here's the deal. Disney World, I mean, Disney in general, but Disney World in particular, bottles and sells like magic lightning in a bottle, right?
It's incredible.
Like, as in, it is literally like they invented the idea of like Kool-Aid drinking.
Yeah.
Like, you walk in, you drink the Kool-Aid, and the thing is, you could choose not to.
Right.
But like, they give you no reason not to.
Right.
And by Kool-Aid drinking, I mean, like, you go into the place and you're like, okay, like, this is a theme park that was built. This did not just, like, organically land here. I get right. it. But it feels like it did.
Right.
And it feels like I'm in this magical, real place. And everything about this is magical. And they do it so well.
They do.
That you can't help but just believe.
No. And I don't think any other, like, theme park situation has ever touched
close.
It.
Yeah. Never, ever.
It is, you know, even as an adult, like a 30-year-old, because, I mean, that's, I think, when we were there.
I loved it.
Like, it was really the best. It was,
I always
it was it. Like being transported back to being a kid.
There really is, like, there's this little spark that happens, like, inside one's body. When, mm-hmm. like, there, it's like, oh, like, I'm here, and and everything is okay, and, like, I don't have to worry about those emails.
Right.
You know? So, I don't fancy myself, like, a fanatic Disney goer.
No.
Because we did go a lot, and I really like going, and I'm really familiar with it. But I'm not, like, reading the Disney, like, blog posts to
right.
see, like, when this ride is going to be
right,
open
right,
or
right.
when it's not. Or what they're going to do about this thing, or what the parks are doing, or like all the, there are some deep cut people who do
oh,
that.
Yeah.
And I'm just not one of those people, but going back to Disney World was something we both wanted to do.
Right.
So we decided to make the most use of our time, that we would just do all of it in one day.
I think we had had a larger conversation about that because we'd known that we had other cities to stop in on our way back up to New Jersey. We knew that we wanted to do Universal. And I think we both made a compromise in that we'd both been to Disney World and, you know, each of the parks there multiple times, that we were okay with being completely bananas people and just trying to get all four parks in.
Uh-huh.
In that single day.
We were okay with it.
And we kind of were like, listen, we're going to be able to do like three or four things in each park. We have to prioritize. We have to really map this out so that we can make the most of this one day. And this was the day before Easter.
It was.
So we were also kind of a little panicky, like, how crowded is it going to be when we get to the parks?
And so we set off that morning nice and early to do all of Disney in one day. So first, I want to say this. We're going to be giving a lot of tips and a lot of, like, things that we did that we think could work for someone who's trying to do all of Disney in one day. I would also like to recommend this YouTube channel that I am kind of obsessed with called the Disney Food Blog.
Okay.
They do these, like, videos about, like, where to get free water in Disney and, like, here's a way to do it cheaply. Here's a way to do it very expensively if you
right.
want to spend a lot of money. Here are the weekends to go on. Like, they think of everything,
mm-hmm.
and they are made by people who are, like, deep cut fans,
yeah.
but, like, I don't feel excluded from them. I feel, like, included by them.
Yeah.
So I have listened to a lot of their videos as of late, and I really like them.
Okay.
So I recommend
That's
them.
That's good to know. Things that you've kept from me.
So we plan our day, and we decided we were going to start at Animal Kingdom, because Animal Kingdom had extra magic hours in the morning.
Right.
Now, we were a little confused about, like, well, aren't they extra magic hours only for people who are staying on site? But then I think we read somewhere that they weren't.
Right.
And that it was just open early.
Right.
So
We Ubered
from my uncle's house.
Right.
To Animal Kingdom. To the entrance.
Which was like maybe like a 20-minute Uber ride. It wasn't long at
Super,
all.
He's right there
yeah,
by there.
Yeah.
And we bought our Hopper tickets.
Our four-park Hopper for a day. So this is also, let's just talk a little bit about price points here.
Let's do.
Because this is a little bananas. I believe we paid something like between $125 and $150 for the four Hopper pass for the single day. If you stay and you do the four-park Hopper pass for 3 days, it is only $220. Now, this is 4 years ago pricing, but I'm sure that those prices have, if they've increased, have increased equitably in the, you know, the price points for what you're getting. That's pretty crazy.
That, yeah.
Like $70 extra.
For 3 more days.
For 3 more days. And, or for
that's,
2 more days.
I mean, that's what they want.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it really is. They didn't design an experience to have in just a single day.
No.
You can have an incredibly thriving, wonderful experience
and we
in
did.
A single day.
Oh, boy, did we.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. So we start at Animal Kingdom. It opened at 8 a.m. and we got there right at 8 a.m. And it was like, we knew that we wanted to do Everest, the Bug's Life
3D movie.
3D movie thing, and then the dinosaur ride.
Right.
And we
with
had decided,
Felicia Rashad.
Right. And we decided we weren't going to do the Rapids ride that was
right.
in the back because you get wet. And we were like, we're not getting wet at 8 a.m. Secrets and lies you kept from me. I did not know that you did not like roller coasters. These are things you did not tell me going into this trip.
So I will disclaim this, and I've since disclaimed it to you post-trip. I am not a big roller coaster fan. I'm not like a super big ride fan. I used to be when I was a teenager, but not so much anymore. But, and I say that because I, as a teacher, have had to chaperone our eighth grade trip to like Busch Gardens and then to Hershey Park. And I ain't ever getting on rides unless it's the teacups or the swings or that boat that swings back and forth. You know what I'm talking about.
How incredibly privileged you are
I
to
know.
Be able to go to Busch Gardens on an eighth grade trip.
Don't come for me about these
I'm just
trips.
Saying it's true.
I listen, this is not me paying.
Let
know.
Us be grateful.
Let us be grateful. Anyway, but anytime I go to Disney, I'm like, all right, no holes barred. Let's do this. Put me on anything.
Okay.
Mostly.
Not exactly. Girl.
Not exactly.
So let's not turn you into
get,
a hero.
We will
just
get
yet.
To Disney Hollywood Studios.
Oh,
and
we'll get
all
there.
All the tears that I had.
Oh, we'll get there.
Oh, we will.
But first, we're in Animal Kingdom. We go through at 8, and there's a no running policy. So we were like doing like the Golden Girls, like fast gay walk to the back of the park
right.
to get to
Everest.
Now we're standing in line for Everest, which there was like, I don't know, like it was like 20 minute wait.
If that, yeah.
Super short, but I never mind waiting in line at Everest because the line experience in Everest tells a story and it's like, it's so amazing and I'm obsessed with it. And like, it's just
yeah, it's
all
really cool.
well curated.
Yeah.
Right. We're waiting and you're like, this isn't like a roller coaster. Right. And I was like, no, I'm like, this is just, it's like a little fun ride.
Yeah.
I think is what I said.
Yeah.
I was like, it's yeah, it's just, it's not that bad. Blah, 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 blah.
And it
then,
wasn't.
And
it
mind
really
you,
wasn't though.
Flying over us on the track
right.
is Everest. And I was like, no, that's another ride. And you were like, oh, okay. Just straight up believed me.
Yeah.
And so then we sit down.
This gullibility.
We are on and we're strapped in. We start climbing up and you were like, I think this is actually a roller coaster. I was like, okay, so it is kind of a roller coaster. And by that, I mean, like, it is actually a roller coaster. I was like, but it doesn't go upside down or anything like that if you're worried about that. You were like, I don't like any roller. I can't believe you did this to me. And so I was like, well, girl, you're strapped in. There's no going back now.
Dramatization.
Dramatization, please. Yeah. So anyway, we do Everest, and it was a blast.
Yeah, it was
and you
great.
Had a great time.
Yeah, I did have a great time.
Reasons you should ride more coasters.
And it wasn't, but it wasn't like a crazy coaster, though. Everest is like a very doable
no, it's
coaster.
Like a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, if that. But it was fun. It was super fun. One of my friends had recommended seeing the Finding Nemo show that is in Animal Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
And it's supposed to be incredible. And
mm-hmm.
it was like the times just didn't sync up.
No,
there was
they
no
only
way
have
it was
like
happening.
Two performances a day, and one, and they're all in the afternoon.
Yeah,
because what actors are getting up to do a show that early in
no.
the morning? And like, like at a single theater that's like that you're not traveling around a school situation.
Yeah.
So we left there and we did the dinosaur ride next.
Yeah, because that was pretty close.
Super close. That's super fun. It's sort of a simulation. After you got off of that ride, you were a little bit like, whoa, I kind of like, I might have a little bit of a headache after that.
But it's more of a coaster than a simulation.
I mean, it's coastery. You're not staying in one spot, but there is definitely some simulation stuff happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And then from there, we went into the Bugs Life,
which is always
3D show, which is just so much fun. Which the it's first in the Tree time, of Life. The last time I had done this, I have a huge fear of cockroaches. I can't stand them. And at 11, this fear was like worse than ever. And so I was there with like my mom and my cousins, Haley and Shelby, and we're sitting in there, and then like the spiders came down from the ceiling and I just lost
you full hissied
mind. Full hissied. Not only me, but also Haley, also Shelby. My mom was like an adult with three kids, mortified.
Right.
And was like, all of you get out of here right now. And so we exited. And she was like, she was so mad that we had done that she was actually, we're going home. We're going back to Mississippi right now. And so, like, we went back. We were supposed to spend another day there that day, or that trip.
Oh, my God.
And so we went back to my uncle's house. And I was like, y'all, mom is mad. And I think we're going to go home early. And then she took a nap and decided, and she was like, if you can get it together, we will go back to the parks tomorrow. But, like,
wow.
I will not
Gloria.
Be treated like that.
Wow.
She was like, we're getting on rides, and we're going to do them, and you're not going to lose your mind.
That's really funny.
But, like, the thing is, like, I, now as an adult, I understand why she reacted that way. As a child, I was like, but you have to understand how scary that was. But, like, now I get it.
Yeah.
So, my mom is amazing for bringing three kids who get scared very easily to all over Disney World.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we do that in Animal Kingdom, and then we were like, all right, girl, we're out.
Yeah.
And so from there, we got on a bus, and we went to
Hollywood Studios.
Disney Hollywood Studios. Now, I had said every single time I've gone to Disney Hollywood, this is the gayest thing you will ever hear me say, but every time I've gone, I have always gone to see The Voyage of the Little Mermaid. And it is this, like, 22-minute version with live actors. Most of them are lip-syncing dialogue, but they do hire an actress that can sing Part of Your World, and she always does it well. And it was like, it would be really great to see that. And you were like, yeah, of course, if, you know, we have to be mindful of time, so if, like, the line isn't too bad. So we arrive in Disney Hollywood Studios.
At the time for opening, because remember, we were extra magic hours.
It was, like,
hours.
Now at 9 a.m.
So we, like, had planned things out really, really, like, well, so that we could get to Hollywood Studios when it opened.
And from what I understand, we didn't really do any fast passes at all
we
that
did.
Day. We did.
We did for the Muppets.
Oh, for the Muppets.
Because you can't go to Disney Hollywood Studio and not do the Muppets.
Well, that was me with Voyage of the Little Mermaid. Uh-huh. But, so we got in and we looked at the fast pass situation and we saw that the Muppets were on there and we got some fast passes for them.
Yeah.
Then we went to the Tower of Terror.
Oh my God.
And that is always my favorite thing to do.
So Tower of Terror had a really long line. I think we waited for like probably 40 minutes or something
like
that.
And we played a lot of heads up.
Oh, we played so much heads up. And we were so in sync. We were like getting
we were
like
so in
12
sync. We
and
were
13,
doing the,
right?
The political
one.
The political deck. And we were like, we've got to get up to 15 and 30
right.
seconds. That was,
this was pre-November 2016.
It was. We ride Tower of Terror. It was amazing. And then we wanted to do Rock and Roller Coaster.
But wait a minute. We rode Tower of Terror and I held your hand the entire time like a baby.
Like a baby.
Because when I was a teenager in my senior year, I could not get my leg to stop moving. Like it was like a jackhammer. Like because I was so terrified of the ride. And the same thing happened this time, except I had to hold Dusty's hand. And I think, like, the photos that they take of you on the ride, it was like
that you could was so funny.
See my soul leaving my body.
It was so funny. They have lots of elevators. They have, like, 4 to 6 elevators that do the ride. Each one takes, like, a different sort of, like, drop pattern. So you can ride it multiple times and not have the same experience.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to do Rock and Roller Coaster. And I was going to get you on that.
I know you were. But it was closed.
It was closed for renovations. And you were like, score. 1 for Mike. 0 for Disney World.
That's right.
And so from there...
But didn't we find out later that, like, Steven... That Aerosmith was actually there? I think we found that out later.
Oh, did we?
I think that they were there that weekend. And that's why the ride was closed when we were trying to, like, go on it. It was something, like, crazy like that. Like,
the ghost of Steven Tyler.
The ghost of Steven Tyler.
Was haunting.
Yeah.
From there, we walked all around and ended up at the Muppets to see the Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Because then it was time for our Fast Pass tickets.
Yeah, it's time to make the movies.
We saw the Muppet Show, which is the best. And then from there, I was like, we cannot leave here without going on the Star Wars ride.
Oh, the Star Wars ride.
So we, and it had just changed and it had become new.
Right.
And so we wait in line, and the line for that was really long.
But it moved quick. But remember, we were in line and this woman... It was a beautiful day, but it was hot. This woman must have been totally dehydrated. And we were in line and we were like we were just inside like the queue where you're actually starting to move through like underneath the like trees and like the legs of the AT-AT and all those things that are set up there. And we're just inside like a wall. And this woman is like in front of us, totally dehydrated. She throws up all, like outside of the wall, like in the walkway outside of the ride, onto this like 11-year-old little girl walking with her dad. Doesn't apologize. It was like the most tense and like awkward situation. Like, do you remember feeling like
I remember.
I had anxiety over this.
And by all over her, she like got a little bit on like the back of her shorts. And
on her arm.
On her arm and then on her legs. But the dad, like, freaked out, which were someone in public to vomit on my child, I would freak out too.
Right.
He was totally in his right to freak out about this moment. But this woman was so casual about her vomiting.
Right.
She was just like, oh, I mean, like, I didn't mean to do it. And I was like, and this dad was, I think they ended up getting out of line. Because, like, a cast member had to come up and sort of, like, deal with this.
Yeah.
Because the dad was like, you vomited on my daughter. You have a problem. And, like, because he started raising his voice. And it's like, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a cast member.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that here come the cast member. And it's like, we're going to solve. And, like, I think they made her get out of line.
Yeah.
To go deal with it. But... That was, I've also never seen someone vomit on another person. And that was very strange.
Cross it off your list. Cross your bucket
off my
list.
So
your upcheck bucket list.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So we finally make it onto the Star Wars ride. And
this was full simulation.
This was a full simulator. And so you're sitting there and it's made to sort of feel like you're on this ride. And you were in the corner or next to me just like, turning all shades of green.
And I had done this ride before.
But it was not this ride. Yeah. This ride was an update. And so we get off and you were like, girl, truth. I cannot ride simulators. My body cannot handle it anymore. Mm-hmm. And I was like, seriously? And you were like, no, I can't. No to simulators. I was like, so no to simulators and no to... Roller coasters. So it's the teacups for you then. Is essentially what we have going on here.
Right. You were none too pleased.
Well,
but
I'm
you were also,
also
a friend, and you were like,
exactly.
You know what? We're gonna
be
okay.
I get it. We're gonna be okay. Well, and you were also like I could see that you were like physically distraught over this experience.
Right.
And I was like, okay, well. I understand, like, you went through something to get on that ride, so We'll keep that in check as we move forward. Yeah. That was really the end of our...
No, what? We went on the Great Movie Ride, too.
Of course we went on the Great Movie Ride. Yeah. Because I said, I will never leave Disney Hollywood Studios without doing the Great Movie
and
Ride.
And I love it, too.
It's so fun. But
let's talk about those actors were tired.
Oh, those actors were tired.
If you've never been on the Great Movie Ride before, it is like basically... kind of like it's an adult version of It's a Small World, where you're basically riding through
the movies,
like classic movies.
And
there's someone at the front of the car, and they're like your tour guide, and they're like, here we are entering the magic of the movies. And this was the flattest acting.
Well, let me tell you, that script for them has not changed in all of the years I have seen the Great Movie Ride. It is the exact same script. It's like you start with one tour guide, and then they get abducted in this Western movie, and then this new one comes in, but then the new tour guide, the old tour guide shows back up during the Indiana Jones section.
Right.
And they take over and whatnot, and hurrah.
Yeah.
And so there you have it, the Great Movie Ride.
Yeah.
But you know what? The Great Movie Ride does capture
the magic of the movies.
I can't. I feel like such an old fart saying that, but it's true.
An old queen.
I love the movies. I love going to them. And I love, they're so magical. They just take me out of this world. So then from there we left and
we ate lunch there too.
We did at this little, like
it cantina was like, by Indiana Jones.
It was that.
And we thought about trying to do the Indiana Jones experience because that's always fun too. But it was also like, too much.
The Backlot tour was also too much too.
Yeah.
But
all the good things to see. So then we left there and we're like, okay, Epcot.
Epcot,
here we come. And so, we had kind of made a plan to drink our way around the world.
Yes. And in addition, we had made a plan, I mean, reasons why we Ubered there that day, so that we weren't driving.
Oh, yeah, we weren't culpable for what we were.
And because the other thing we were going to do was, after we were done, we were going to go to...
After we were done at Disney World, the Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
The plan was to go...
to go to the boardwalk and, like, finish at, like, a pub there. We get to Epcot and we plan to drink around the world.
But we also plan to have a really nice dinner too.
Oh, we did. And we like made a reservation in Mexico.
Right. That
like
was
as soon
one of the
as
first
we got
we did.
To Epcot, we were like, where can we get a reservation in Mexico? Okay, great. So we got one. And then we had like an hour and a half to 2 hours before we had to get there. We just started and we made our way around.
We did test track first.
We did. We did do test track. And that
was super fun.
Because they have a single rider option.
Yeah.
So we were able to get like in and out of that in 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Soarin' had lines that were like an hour to 2 hours long. And we were like, no.
Nope.
We weren't going to do Mission to Mars because...
simulator.
Mike can't handle simulators. So...
no, we actually did do Mission to Mars. I remember doing Mission to Mars.
We did Mission to Mars, but we did the like... I have a heart condition version of Mission to Mars, which is like they have the orange track or the green track, because the way it works is like you're in this pod that's like spinning and going a million miles an hour, but you can't tell that you're spinning. It just feels like you're like in a spaceship.
Right.
When you're in the green version, you just don't spin.
Right.
You just like... walk and you sit in a pod, you look at a screen, and then you're the right is done.
I know.
And that is what we did.
My friend Dusty, the best over here.
Please. Well,
dealing with me and my misgivings.
It is all fine.
Yeah.
Did we do the thing in the golf ball?
You mean Spaceship Earth?
Yes.
Yeah, we did. So we like spent our like first part of our time in Epcot like doing those rides.
All the futuristic
the future
stuff.
World, like, kind of stuff. We ended with Spaceship Earth, which is, again, just kind of like...
it's, like, not really a ride. It's, like...
it's, like, you're on, like, a very graceful little, like, thing that you're traveling through the big Epcot
through
ball.
A science textbook, essentially.
And a history textbook.
Yeah.
Science and history textbook. And it's all, like, animatronic robots, which is great.
Great.
Bread and butter.
Bread and butter.
So,
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it, too. And we get off of that and we're like, all right, we are hitting
the World Showcase.
World Showcase. And so we started, I believe, in France. right? I think that's the first if you travel to the right.
No, it's Canada. And then you end up like in England and then in France.
Yeah.
As you make your way around.
Yeah.
Lots of people do the drinking around the world thing, which even on this day, I have never successfully done.
No.
Because usually by like the fourth one, I'm like, that's it for me, girl. You know what I mean?
Well, we decided to split everything.
That's
so
true.
So we could do that like a little easier.
But we still did not get a drink in every country.
No.
But there are drinks in every country.
Right.
And I have to say, like, the World Showcase, I've always said this. If you do not have the stamina, willpower, or, like raw desire to really, like, backpack across the world or even, like, backpack in a continent, then, like, just go to Epcot.
Do that World Showcase.
Because you know what? Like, you'll feel your oats there. And then that's that.
Yeah.
It'll press the button of your curiosity. Without doing all the legwork on all the other stuff.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
No, by no means.
It will never be the same.
No.
But it is an illusion that could work if that's all you're looking for.
Oh, it is a beautiful illusion, too.
So,
and it's really well done, actually.
It's beautifully done. Yeah. And they have this program where they hire people from those countries to work in
those
areas.
Just like our waiter in Mexico.
But yeah, we made our way around and we were splitting our drinks, which was great.
Which was good.
They were also not very big anyway.
No.
They're like half pint.
Yeah.
They sell half
pint. Well, we had different things. I think we had like an alcoholic ice pop in France, right?
That's
what we started with. Because we didn't drink in England or in Canada. I don't remember why we didn't start with like a beer there.
I think we might have had something in Morocco.
We did.
And then
Italy.
And then Japan.
And we definitely drank in Mexico.
And then we got to Mexico.
We got some margaritas.
Now, I was like, I am not effing leaving Epcot unless we see the animatronic show in America called Our American Adventure, because I am so obsessed with that little animatronic show that tells the story of America, and I just sit there and I cry. I mean, it's super problematic and it's like leaves out a whole lot of history, but for some reason it makes me believe in this country.
But it touches my heart all different ways.
And I was like, I am not leaving until we see that. And you were like, that's fine. We're gonna eat dinner first and then we'll go. So
we passed through America, though.
We did. We passed through America.
And we were like, we look at the times.
We did. And this was where
your
our
dreams
friendship
were crushed.
Was tested.
Not through the simulators that Mike couldn't ride.
Because
Mike used
like
veto power.
It was something like our dinner reservation. Was it like 6? And
the length of the show.
The show is like a half hour or something. But there was a show at 5:45.
Something like that.
And then there was another one at 7:30.
Right.
And you were like, no.
No.
We're not staying here until 8 p.m. Like, it won't take us even an hour to eat. And then we need to go to Magic Kingdom. And I was like, fine.
But I was like, we can see the Hall of Presidents in Magic Kingdom.
Which
was enough.
Which is sort of like offering someone, you know, the opportunity to meet the vice president. when you were being told you were going to meet the president.
Well, not now.
Right, not now. But like a good travel companion, I was like, you know, well, I've
compromise.
Seen it before. I can compromise. It's right. Fine. It's not going anywhere.
Right.
So
we finished our walk around, passing through all different places. And let's just say that, I mean, I'm sure it'll be an amazing ride, and it must be up and running now, but I was really disappointed that the troll ride was gone from
the
Norway.
The Maelstrom ride in Norway.
God, I love that troll ride.
It was
ride.
So random and weird, and
also,
I loved it.
Let's talk about the, like, there's the ride in Mexico in the Step Pyramid.
Yes.
Also, like, a very random, weird ride.
Totally. Just lovely. Did we do that?
We might have done
I
that.
I think we did.
I think we went through it.
We did.
Right. Yes, we did. Yeah, and I love that. It's
yeah.
kind of like those rides where you're like on a boat cruising through water. It's just like forever. It's a small world for me. Like
right,
that
right.
smell of that hyperchlorinated, like weird water
Absolutely.
Smell. It's like, this is a theme park.
This is vacation.
This is Disney World.
Hey, everybody. We are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon travel guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon travel guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon travel guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners.
So we finished the ride in Mexico and then we went. There are two restaurants in Mexico. There's one in the pyramid, and then there's one like across the way on the water. And so we were at the one on the water.
Which was great.
So great. Delicious. Oh my God, the most delicious food. And our waiter, he was in the college program and was from Mexico. Mm-hmm. Lovely. Mm-hmm. Super the loveliest. And then
I think he was finishing up with his tour, right?
And it was like his last day
or
something.
Yeah.
And he was like, I think you were my last table. And we were like, we're so honored.
I think we tipped him really like nicely because of that.
Of course we did.
Yeah. We were like.
We get it.
We get it.
I mean, and by really nicely, it's like what we could afford. Right. More than.
Right. More than like 20%, I think.
Much more.
Yeah.
But
and we timed dinner. We couldn't have timed dinner better because, you know, we were looking over the giant lake in the middle of Epcot.
Oh,
and,
it was beautiful.
Humongous. Like there was a threat of rain all day. It was like there's thunderstorms.
And you knew this because of your internal gay weather clock.
My thunder
that you
clock.
Just have inside right. of you.
Yeah. The most gigantic thunderstorm
exactly.
rolled through.
But it was right when we were eating. And then when we were done.
It was done.
It was done. It
and
was
it
like
was beautiful.
We couldn't have timed it more perfectly. From there, got on the monorail mm-hmm. and went to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Because you can get there via the monorail. And we get to Magic Kingdom. And the first thing we do is
wait in the hour and 15 minute line for Space Mountain.
Yeah. Because Space Mountain don't do no single rider business. Because you know this gay went up and asked. And it was like, you don't do single rider here. Where is the single rider? I'm looking for single rider.
Right.
And they were like, no, we don't do
that. I ain't into group play.
And they were like, ugh. So we did it.
Right.
We waited.
And
more heads up.
I was a little trepidatious about this roller coaster, but let me tell you, the most fun.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Space Mountain is the roller coaster for people who are afraid of roller coasters.
Right.
So we finished at Space Mountain and we exited right when fireworks were starting.
Right.
And what most people would do in this situation
is watch the fireworks.
Is sort of stand somewhere and watch fireworks. Not these two busy bees. No. These mamas went to work.
That's right.
So we were like, everybody's outside watching fireworks.
Right.
We can go do more rides and not wait in line.
Right. So we book it across the park.
And we did. And the first thing we went to was the Haunted Mansion, and which is, oh my God, I will not leave Magic Kingdom without mm-hmm. doing the Haunted Mansion. That is my favorite. So we do that. It's super fun.
Then we went to Pirates.
Then we went to Pirates of the Caribbean.
There was literally no line.
No, we just walked
and
right on.
And the queue for Pirates like could hold like 500 people, I
oh,
feel
yeah.
like,
there
before
was
you're out the door.
Zero people
we
in the
walked
queue.
For like, you know, a good 5 or 6 minutes until we got to the boats where there was no one waiting and got on Pirates, which
oh,
is also,
great. Also
another ride you can't leave Magic Kingdom without
yeah,
going
the
on.
The line experience what in for Pirates of the Caribbean is just fantastic.
Well, you know, just like with Everest, you have to keep people occupied, especially if they're going to be standing for a long time, and they do it well in Disney. Let's look at all these like things that we're curating and putting in.
Exactly. Yeah. How do we make all of this part of the, you know, part of the experience, part of the, how can we, you know, bait you with knowledge prior to getting you on the ride? We did not do Splash Mountain.
We thought about it.
And we did not do Thunder Mountain.
No.
No. Because I was like...
I've done both of those before.
I've done both of them before, too. But I had never actually done the Hall of Presidents.
Oh, I didn't realize that was your first time.
No, that was my first time. My mom was always like, when I was really little and we would go, she was always like, we have other things to do.
Yeah.
We got longer lines to wait in. So this was my first time going to the Hall of Presidents. And I loved it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it ended with Barack Obama
giving his speech as president at the time.
That's right. We exited the Hall of Presidents. It was close to Magic Kingdom being closed. Mm-hmm. Like, now we're inching on 9 p.m.
We're getting ice cream.
So exhausted.
Oh, it all hit us after
it
the Hall
all
of Presidents.
Hit us so hard.
All that presidential wisdom just like bore down on us.
We're tired.
Yeah. We were wet too because it did rain again.
And speaking of that, like, my inner thighs were chafing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was bad. It was bad. And so we got ice cream, and then we both looked at each other. We were like, we are not going to the
boardwalk.
To the boardwalk. We're just going home. Because the next day we got up and we did all of Universal Studios. It's time to end this trail mix with the game. And Mike, I want to do the game that has been floating around the internet all month now called Florida Man. Have you seen this?
Well, I know of the Florida Man. Like, it was like a, was it a blog that they had all these posts for?
Right.
Right.
But what you do is you type into Google Florida Man and then your birthday and see which headline comes up.
I love it.
So let's do it.
Okay.
So after typing in Florida Man January 17th, I found KFC employee hits Florida man in the face with box of chicken, police say. And what does yours say?
Mine says for October 16th, Florida man shouts, "I'm looting," while stealing a cop car, gets shot.
And that is the Florida man game.
That is the Florida man game.
This has been Trail Mix by Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast.
And we're here to remind you to hike early and hike often, and that adventure is always out there.
Gaze at the National Parks was created and is hosted by Dustin Ballard and Michael Ryan.
Follow us on Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks, or email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com.
If you enjoyed this episode, then leave us a rating or write us a review. We always love hearing your feedback.
All original music was written and performed by Dave Seaman with Mariella Klinger.
All original artwork featured on Instagram is by Michael Ryan.